All right, good to have you. Listen, I've been telling you a little bit about this. I'll tell you a little bit more. We'll be launching a brand new podcast here. We're working through a couple of technical and equipment issues. I don't know if they're issues. We have to put all the technology in place to make it work. We have to build a brand new set. We'll be telling you all about it at stevegruber.com and other places. But the Sweat Lodge is coming. And we've got some great guests lined up already and some people you'll be talking about. It's a chance to break beyond what we do here. A chance to break beyond what we do here and have long conversations about important subjects, whether it's COVID or the border, international relations, the future, money, cryptocurrency, whatever the topic may be, we can explore deeper, further. Plus, I'll have Ivy there with me to correct me when I'm wrong, you see, which is you cannot put a price on having, you know, say, hey, it's not exactly right. What? So it'll be a team effort. We've got a bunch of people already involved with this. Have you seen, and by the way, one of the things we're doing, I say we're building a set, right? We're building a new set, and we're doing it out of reclaimed barnwood, right? So reclaimed barnwood is like a miracle. I see these folks go out, and they'll tear down a decrepit barn, a barn that's standing, but it's in trouble of falling type thing. And, of course, they charge for the removal of the barn, but they do it at a price that's far more effective than if you just had someone come do demolition work. So they charge a fraction of what would normally be charged. Then they take all the wood, and they take it back, and they build tables and chairs and siding and all sorts of things. It's great. In fact, the place that I'm working with is called Second Chance Wood. It's in Corunna, Michigan. Second Chance Wood. And it's a fabulous place. Because you can go in there and it's, I don't know, I like the smell. It's dusty and it's old and it's got this feel and this fiber and this texture to it. And I just love it. So we're building a backdrop so that we can better suit what we're doing in the conversations. We're using reclaimed wood and expanding the Sweat Lodge so that we can do everything that we need to do. It's beautiful. But it takes time. Just because that business, like every other business, having issues with having enough people working there, right? For example, I was in there. I said, well, how many employees do you have? We only have 5 employees now. I'm like, you guys had like 3 times that many. We did. Then they moved to from one building to a newer building because they were doing so much work, and they got into the new building about the time COVID hit. And one of the big customers and one of the big revenue streams they had was doing cool stuff in restaurants. You know, backdrops and bars and different things and tables and chairs. Well, that all dried up. The restaurants were all closed. You see how this rolls through the economy then, right? So it rolls through the economy and does a tremendous amount of damage, and so it gets smaller and all these things happen. So anyhow, we're in the process of expanding the size of the Sweat Lodge so we can, you know, accommodate enough folks. Bring your robe. We want to make sure we've got enough room there. And Second Chance Wood, doing a great job for us. And this, I just think it's fascinating that people take old barns and turn it into something great. And it happens all over the country now, this reclamation process, all going on. So there you go. All right, so let's see. Let's go to bite number 4. I want to go back to where we were talking a little bit ago about the collapse of the numbers. The collapse of the support for this president. Tulsi Gabbard was an example we used earlier, but I want to go to bite number 4 here because the people that openly supported this president, worked to get him elected, really worked to, you know, were his advocates, were those in the media, right? Like Aaron Burnett at CNN, one of those actively working to get Joe Biden elected, are now saying things like this. Listen.
Because now he's in the midst of what one famous children's book writer called a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad time. All week, the White House has watched as the headlines detailed a setback, a misstep, a miscalculation, COVID tests and spread, Biden's domestic agenda, foreign policy crises, crises plural. And it's all coming to a head on what is essentially the one-year mark of Biden's term. His push to change Senate rules so he can pass voting rights, dead. His Build Back Better bill, at best, stalled. His vaccine mandate for big businesses, blocked. Consumer prices, soaring. COVID hospitalizations, surging. COVID tests and treatments, in short supply. And these are just the issues that Biden is facing in the United States.
We haven't even gotten into foreign policy at that point, right? Haven't even gotten to foreign policy. Remarkable, really. We'll get to more of this in a minute. By the way, Latinos are saying adios to Joe Biden as well in large numbers, according to brand new polling. That's that same Quinnipiac poll. Overall, only 33% of Americans approve of Joe Biden, but only 28% of Hispanic voters. 28% Hispanic voters. Nobody dug that deep into the poll until I looked at it. I said, look at this. Wait a second. A national PBS Marist poll found that Latino approval for Biden sat at 33%. So Quinnipiac's new finding that support among Hispanics is in the 20s is consistent. So it is. His disapproval among Latino voters is 65%. That's according to a PBS Marist poll. It was worse in the Quinnipiac poll. It is remarkable. A poll out of Texas, Dallas Morning News, back in September found Joe Biden only had 35% support among Latinos in September. It's gotten significantly worse, so polling in some places worse. I can tell you this. We support American farmers here. PatriotFoods.com, the place to do that. PatriotFoods.com. Support American farmers. Support the American farmer. You've got to do this. You've got to support the American farmer, because without the farmer, what are you going to have for dinner? It's one thing when your supply chain doesn't let you get Chinese trinkets at Walmart or whatever, but when you can't get food on the table, that's a different concern. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Look it over. It's free to look. If you spend more than $100, shipping is free anywhere in America. Pretty good. Check it out. Cheapest? No, just the best. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.